Parents can now apply to get their kids caught up in school from Governor Doug Ducey's summer camp program that he announced in his State of the State speech in January. It's designed to help students catch up with what they may have missed due to COVID. Ducey said last week the focus will be on reading, math, and American civics. He tapped former state school superintendent Lisa Graham Keegan to chair the new initiative, which will be free for students and funded by $100 million in federal COVID aid. Lisa Graham Keegan joins us now to discuss the program, which is expected to last for 8 weeks this summer. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. So how is the planning for this going? Like, where are you in terms of having sites, having teachers, that kind of thing?
Exactly. So the portal for schools and youth organizations to sign on and say they are going to offer AZ On Track Summer Camp opened yesterday, and we've had great response to that. There's also a place on that landing page for parents to sign up and say, hey, keep me informed. Parents will be able to start signing up at the end of this month, at the end of March, I think the 28th. So right now, we're asking for schools and youth groups who will be providing summer camp to make their application, and thousands of them are downloading this application right now, getting a look at it, and then they'll upload that. First round will be in a couple of weeks. We'll cut off this first application round. There will be a few of them. And then as those are finally approved, they'll come up and parents will be able to see them at the end of March and start signing on. And then that will go on applications and approvals through the middle of April. So really, parents, if you're looking at this, you can start signing up end of March right through the end of April. And then camp should start June 1st.
Well, so how are you trying to plan for this? I mean, at this moment, you don't know exactly how many sites you'll be able to have. You don't necessarily know how many families will want to send their students to this. Like, how do you try to plan with that many unknowns?
Well, what we know is that our great schools and youth groups in Arizona are very interested in doing this, and they always provide something in the summer. This summer, what we're really looking for is to expand access. So lots of times these summer programs, especially the adventure programs, are not available to families without a great deal of money. And so this is an ability to say, look, let's expand who has access to these. Some families will still be paying because they can and they are willing to do that. For families for whom that's difficult and families with kids who are very far behind, we just want to bring that barrier down. So we are not planning the camps. All of the schools and youth groups are being extremely creative. We're loving what we're seeing. And so they do that, and we're grateful to them. They'd already been planning some of what they were going to do. So this is fitting with that.
Lisa, part of the mission is to reconnect students and staff and teachers, I suppose, with the joys of learning. Do you think the last 2 years, as someone who you have the joy of learning yourself, obviously have for decades with the innovations you've brought about, but do you think that the 2 years have actually done enough to destroy that passion for learning, that a summer camp is just an incremental step toward improving that?
You know, Steve, it's such a good question. So I don't think you can destroy it. But I do think, you know, kids have been relating to each other online and not in person. We've lost so much of the joy of being together, conquering a challenge together. This is why we're asking so many of our youth groups, like the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, to offer their program up in an expanded way they haven't done or been able to do before because of the cost implications. Those adventures will be available to kids. And we really think this is a magic moment after 2 years being together in person, hopefully without masks. I mean, God willing, and the creek doesn't rise. But we believe that's where we are. It's worth celebrating. And really, this is not the time to be away all summer. This is a time to get your kids reengaged in what that feels like. We're so grateful to the teachers who are giving up their summer after two exhausting years to come back in. And I can tell you from what we're seeing, they're energized and they're happy to be creative with their kids again.
Lisa, obviously pragmatism is vitally important, but messaging is important too. Do you think this combination of helping kids learn some more, but also, again, I'm coming back to that passion, that love of learning thing, does this have to work in tandem to make all of this succeed in the way you want it to?
It does. And I think it's really important, you know, that we're level setting here with all of our teachers and organizations and saying, look, 2 years of this kind of constraint is not going to be overcome in a 2 week camp. However, first of all, offer a longer camp. Okay. We'd love that. But here's the point, that your underlying point is that the re-engagement and a trajectory of learning is critical. And we know those things are real, right? We get used to doing something. We get energized about it. We've kind of worn everybody out and they might not be excited to get back online and do that again, but they can be excited to be with each other and engage in things that are really, really exciting and that you can feel proud of conquering together. We know those, that kind of expectation can be reset, and that's what we're hoping for.
Lisa, very quickly before we let you go, what are you seeing in terms of creativity? The governor said this is not just going to be like sitting in a classroom listening to a teacher talk. Like, what are you seeing in terms of teachers and staff trying to be creative about getting kids engaged and getting them to learn in maybe different kinds of ways?
Yeah. So we've seen teachers come at this with proposals for drone camp and even swimming camps. And then we see their proposals for how they back that up with, you know, language lessons and math lessons, et cetera. And I was talking to one of Arizona's, the country's really best math teachers last night, Jason Catanese, who, if you've never been in a classroom of math where you just want to do math, you need to go see Jason. And it is so fun and so incredible. He always runs a summer camp, but he'll really be able to expand the number of kids he serves. So I think the state is also offering some professional development for some really hot curricula that's around the country right now, if anybody wants to access that. So everybody's trying to put everything they've got on the table, make that available. And our teachers themselves have really responded in creative ways. So that'll be up on the portal. Parents will be able to see that and connect with the program they want to connect with.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. That is former state school superintendent Lisa Graham Keegan. Lisa, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.